Welcome to the Automated Daily, Hacker News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 17th, 2024, and we're diving into some of the most intriguing and impactful stories from the tech and science world. From ancient fossils found in household flooring to the latest advancements in robotics and quantum mechanics, we've got a lot to cover. Remember, you can find links to all the stories we discussed today in the episode notes. In a surprising discovery, a Reddit user stumbled upon an ancient jaw embedded in the travertine flooring of his parents' home. This type of limestone sourced from Turkey is known for containing fossils, including those of early humans. The find raises fascinating questions about the prevalence of such significant fossils in everyday materials and underscores the importance of expert oversight in industries where such discoveries are possible. Boston Dynamics has made headlines again with the retirement of their hydraulic Atlas robot, marking the end of an era. In its place, they've introduced a new, fully electric version of Atlas, boasting enhanced strength and agility. This next-gen robot, developed in collaboration with Hyundai, represents a significant leap forward in applying robotics to real-world tasks, blending cutting-edge hardware with sophisticated AI and machine learning technologies. Turning our attention to the academic sphere, a recent lecture shed light on innovative methods for teaching quantum mechanics. By treating the subject as an operating system for physical theories, educators can focus on its foundational concepts like information and probabilities. This approach not only demystifies complex topics, but also highlights the crucial role of experiments in deepening our understanding of the quantum world. In cybersecurity news, researchers at TU Grass have identified a vulnerability in the web GPU browser interface that could allow attackers to access sensitive data on computers with NVIDIA and AMD graphics cards. This discovery, which will be detailed at an upcoming ACM conference, prompts a re-evaluation of security measures in browser technologies. In regulatory news, EU interior ministers are currently debating a proposal for the EU Child Sexual Abuse Regulation. This controversial measure seeks to exempt certain professional accounts from mandatory chat scanning, sparking criticism from privacy advocates and raising questions about the balance between security and privacy in digital communications. For developers and web designers, the GitHub repository easyfrontend.com/html/tailwind-css-components offers a treasure trove of free open-source UI components. This resource is perfect for anyone looking to enhance their web projects with modern, stylish elements without starting from scratch. In a nostalgic farewell, Boston Dynamics has released a tribute video to their hydraulic Atlas robot. This iconic machine, born from a DARPA project, has been a symbol of robotic innovation for nearly a decade. Its retirement paves the way for more commercially viable and environmentally friendly robotic solutions. A recent business negotiation highlighted the critical importance of transparency and alignment in partnerships. A doctor, innovating in his field, walked away from a potential deal with a venture capitalist due to concerns over hidden agendas. This story serves as a reminder of the acid test clause's value in contract negotiations, ensuring all parties are straightforward about their intentions. A blog post recently highlighted a common frustration among users: the inability to use the number pad for entering 2FA codes on certain websites. This issue, caused by JavaScript restrictions, underscores the need for developers to accommodate diverse user preferences in interface design. A decade-long study on PostgreSQL's Query Optimizer has shown significant improvements in the database's performance, particularly in reducing tail latency. This ongoing enhancement not only boosts efficiency, but also encourages users to upgrade to the latest versions to gain the most benefit. Lastly, the LXQt team has announced the release of LXQt 2.0, a lightweight desktop environment that now supports the latest Qt technologies. This update includes several enhancements, particularly in its compatibility with Wayland, promising a smoother and more versatile user experience for Linux enthusiasts. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily Hacker News Edition. We've explored a wide range of topics, from ancient fossils in home decor to the frontiers of robotics and quantum mechanics. Don't forget to check out the episode notes for links to the full stories. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode for more fascinating insights from the world of technology.